Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, my dear friends, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, the show that offers you the guidance you need to transform your life. My name is Carmen Hara. So happy to be with you tonight and every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern on Om Time Radio for 3 years. Tonight's show is dedicated to help you conquer your challenges. So this is the hour of empowerment. Life can feel like a constant battle between external challenges and your internal power, between you and the obstacles in your way. It's easy to lose yourself in the stress of daily life and feel powerless. But you might feel trapped sometime in situation like you can change your circumstances no matter what you do. Problems at home, work, problems with finance or your health can make you really feel helpless. And that's normal. And it happens to even the strongest individuals. Actually, it happens to everybody. What's not normal is when you relinquish your power to your problems and allow them to consume you, to conquer you, giving them control over you. It's more difficult to get back into position and regain control over what happens. It's easier to lose your power and then gain it again. Actually, it's more difficult to gain it again. But we used to say, where there is a will, there is a way. So the key is to regain control over your challenges step by step. And I am here to teach you the most effective exercises for mental and emotional strength. I want to tell you, within you lies a dormant power that needs to be awakened. Your true force isn't discovered until it's been put to the test. My thinking is, and my opinion is, the more you overcome, the stronger you become. Some people think they're weak or damaged because they've been through a lot. But as a person who's been through a lot in her own life, I can assure you that this is actually not true. It's almost the opposite is true. The more challenges you defeat, the more you gain strength and build emotional immunity against your problem. We all talk about immunity. Yeah, you have to become immune to problems, and you have to know how to respond to your problems, because life is the way you respond to it. Now, look at the human race that has been able to accomplish through time incredible, extraordinary things. We built empires, invented life-changing technology, and have shown to be resilient beyond what we originally thought was possible. And that's being modest about our potential. Look what's happening right now, you know, with the COVID, how we overcoming something that is like a biological weapon. But our potential goes even further than we can know. Now, you're not going to believe, but the individuals who have discovered that inner force within them are the ones whose name are pronounced every day as the great thinker and doers of the world. And tonight, what I want to do, I want to help you harness your strength. I want to help you increase your power, find your power, unleash your power. And of course, this show is a call-in show, so we will take your calls and answer your biggest life questions. So feel free to call in at 202-570-757. And Christopher, my amazing producer, will take your calls and will connect you with me. I want to tell you that if you find yourself in the middle of a dilemma right now, I want you to remember this empowering truth. You are more powerful than you can imagine. You only trap on the tip of your true powers. Your power is like an iceberg. What you see on the surface is nothing compared to what's underneath. You are more powerful than any adversity. Nothing and no one compares to your level of strength. Nothing and no one can overcome you. You are the most powerful person under pressure. Think that way. Don't let your challenges intimidate you. They were given to you to fortify your strength. So if God brought you to it, he will bring you through it. Believe it. Believe in this. It's all about the belief system. You can never go beyond your belief. You can never lose your power. You may feel powerless sometimes, but that's only because your problems overshadow your strength for a moment. It's just like a cloudy day. The clouds may block out of the sun temporarily, but they never stop from shining. Your power is inherent to you, so you can never lose it no matter what happens. Your power is always within you. No one else can give you power. They can only remind you of the power that has always existed within you. No one else can influence what's already your birthright. So I'm going to go and take your calls because I know that it's very significant for you to talk to me. So I have a lot of people. I actually have people from Singapore. I have Julia from Romania. I have Kim from Florida. I have Leilani that's in California. So you guys, hold on the line just for a second because I would love to talk to you for a second about my new book. It just came out, a print, and it's going to be available in the next 2 weeks at every bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, wherever books are sold. And my book is called Committed, Finding Love Through the Seven Archetypes. It has been endorsed by Dr. John Gray, by Dr. Darren Weissman, by a lot of other known people in the field. And I'm so excited because this is actually my eighth book and is something I've been working very hard for the last 3-4 years, but because of the COVID, I couldn't release it sooner. So I decided to put it on hold for almost a year. I believe this is the right time for the book to be released. Now, commitment is a problem for most people. And love relationship cause us actually a lot of problem. But what exactly is commitment and why it is so hard to achieve? That's what this book is talking about. Because we are all struggling in love. But if you're already ready to end the cycle of disappointment and pain and foster a true, fulfilling relationship, then my book, Committed, is the book for you because it will make you reevaluate the way you think about love. It is a relationship manual that unfolds in two parts. The work you'll need to perform on the inside, and the seven distinct archetypes you'll encounter on the outside world. So the first part of the book will teach you to re-examine core beliefs you hold about commitment and relinquish harmful assumptions. Get rid of the karmic pattern that were passed down to you and heal the emotional trauma from your youth, which is very common. Liberate yourself from people and places that no longer serve you, and habits that hinder your relationship potential, and develop an unshakable sense of self-worth, that you give love and not just to another person, but to the right person. So important it is not to find any partner, but the right partner. And the book teaches you that. But the second part of the book, you learn how to identify your partner's archetype as well as his strength, weaknesses, mindset, inclination, and commitment capacity. Something that we fail to think when we got involved, we got this chemistry, this physical attraction, and there are many other reasons to get married. But then guess what? A month later, a year later, the things don't work. A year later, we want to divorce. 5 years later, definitely we'll be divorced, if not 7 years later. So, and this comes true for more than 50% of the marriages nowadays. So what you do in this book, you determine your own love archetype. That's very, very instrumental in you, as I said, to find the person that's a match for your own archetype. So make your partner commit based on your fear, based on your needs, based on your desire. So the book helps you navigate through the world of online dating and help you build emotional intimacy. And how significant is that? Something you never thought. Help you mediate external influences, apply real-world solution to solve any kind of a relationship problem. Now, the goal of my book is to help you find and keep the love you deserve, because that's what I'm hearing for 30 years of working in this field, people complaining about love because nothing hurts like love and not being able to feel fulfilled in their love life. So we all deserve authentic, impassioned relationship that fills you with excitement each morning and puts your mind at ease every night. Now, if you want to find much more about the release of my book, I want you to sign up for my mailing list, www.carmenhara.com. Sign to my mailing list and you will receive an email to all the details about the release of the book and all the appearances that I'm going to have and all the radio shows extra that I'm going to do. So only by going and being part of my mailing list, you'll have all the details. And of course, follow me on social media. I will always be talking about my book in the next months ahead. And now I would love, if possible, to go to the calls and see who is actually calling me. And I guess my first caller is actually Kim from Florida. Hi, my lovely Kim. How are you, my dear?
Good, Carmen. How are you, hon?
I am great. You?
I'm good. Good.
Good. How's everything with you? What exactly can I do for you tonight, my love?
So I've been dating this wonderful guy since like mm-hmm. 4 months already. And, but when I started dating him, he got divorced like 4 years ago, but he never left because of the kids and they were kind of just like roommates. Anyway, it's going really well, but I feel like it just becomes like emotionally, like available sometimes, not often, but sometimes. And I take it kind of personal. And I mean, I know like his kids are struggling a little bit, you know, over everything. And so I just want to know where I stand in his relationship. Like, I feel like it's a great, strong relationship, but then when this happens, I feel like it kind of pushes me away. And
so you're telling me that the interference here is pretty much having to do with his children and the family that he is actually the family he left behind. That's what you're trying to say?
Well, so that's the stuff that he's going through at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, like his son's having some. His mom, was married to his dad, and then she's gay now. So it's the mom's kind of throwing that in the kid's face, bringing the woman around. Meanwhile, they're just coping with the dad leaving. You know, so
well, this is exactly what I'm talking in my book. I'm sorry to interrupt you. How sure. to mediate external influences that come between you and your partner. Because this, you say, this has nothing to do with you and him. And yet, this has everything to do with you and him.
Right.
But for this relationship to survive, we need to differentiate your relationship with him and all this struggle, all this baggage, all the karma from the past having to do with the kids, his mom, his family, blah, 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 all that he carries into the life with you.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to do.
Yeah, it was harder. It was harder in the beginning, and then we had a lot of communication where I just told him, if you feel like you need space, just, I'm not a mind reader, just fill me in a little bit. And everything's been good.
No, 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 that's not the approach. No, that's not the approach. You are you. The priority should be you, not his past. I understand there's a responsibility towards the kids. Those can be fulfilled while he is celebrating life with you.
I agree.
His mom's issues with her life should be really put on the side, because that has absolutely nothing to do with your well-being and his well-being.
Yeah, now that relationship with her is gone. It's destroyed. I'm not even concerned with that. But
okay, good. It should not be destroyed, but it should be left on a side, because that should not be any kind of a priority. Kids are kids. How old are the kids?
17, 20, and 21.
So they're not quite kids. They one is still a teenager, and the other one's probably, are they going to college? Do they work?
One of them is having the older one is having a very difficult time. She's the one that found the nude pictures in the phone, and she had asked the daughter, "Don't you tell your father?" And she just felt terrible, trying to keep it from him, and it just put her in a real. So she was going to therapy. So she's a little, she's just having a hard time with all of that. And now, the boy's like, "Oh my God, she's bringing the woman around," and I don't want. So now he wants to move in with the father. So yesterday we were supposed to go out to dinner, but it was canceled so late. Because I'm all about, you know, your kids are priority, especially in situations like this. I don't have a problem. But I just feel like yesterday he was just very quiet. Like, he's not really, he's very communicative. But sometimes he just, like just shuts down and doesn't really say much at all, where it makes me double think. You know, I'm not a mind reader. Am I on the right track here? So that's just why I just want to know, like, I feel like our relationship is definitely going in a great place. But, like, when this happens, it makes me rethink, and that's just what I do. I overthink sometimes, and so I was just curious, you know, what you thought, where our relationship was going, and hopefully he doesn't overthink as a normal person, you know, all the time, and, you know, that would be annoying.
No, I think that you should have a very heart-to-heart conversation in which you tell him, let's not ruin what we have, let's differentiate our life together, you know, the joy of being together, where we want to build for the future together, with what kids are going through. We can both help him. You can even involve yourself with being there for all of them, you know. But don't let that become, you know what I mean, your daily life, because that's going to be damaging in time. And nobody can fix nobody's life at the age of 20 and something, you know. They can have a lot of guidance. They can have all the support. But, you know, if they take too much of your time and his time on a daily basis, then suddenly the relationship with him is not going to work. Because
right.
This becomes a very dark interference.
No, I'm agreeing with you totally. Should I give you his birthday and you can see where it's going?
Yeah.
Okay. His birthday is May 19th, so
5/19/72. 5/19/72, no?
Yes.
Well, this relationship was supposed to move in the right direction so far. I don't know if you agree with me. And you still have a very good year ahead of you, all the way down to the spring of the next year, in which you can decide to do a lot of stuff together, move together. Do you live in separate homes?
Yes. I mean,
I suggest that in the frame of the next 10, 12 months, if you guys can work on building this relationship and even moving together and limit the interference and the responsibilities. setting boundaries, boundaries to your life versus the life of those adults, because they're not kids. They're not children anymore. They're building their own life. They need a support of financial support, emotional, psychological, but he needs to dissociate himself from living the life of his kids. He needs to live his own life. Otherwise, he's going to lose you.
Right, but, I mean, they're his kids. So, I mean, I have kids, too. So when your kids are in distress, you want to be there for them. But and he doesn't, like, blow me off with kids all the time. And, you know, like, yesterday his son just was having an issue. So I'm that person. We're nurturing and stuff. And
I will not take a step back. I will not disconnect from him. I will not give him necessarily space, because that's me in the end of this relationship. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, and I don't want to. But I just feel like with him back, with him being so quiet, with sorting out the things in his head, maybe he just needs a little bit of space. Sometimes my daughter needs space sometimes. So that's why I just figured, okay, I'll just, you know, take a step backwards today and give him some space. But I mean, like tonight we're going to go to dinner. You know, I see him every day.
Good. It was,
yeah. So, I mean, what do you, so you see good things.
So I do believe this is going to work. I do believe you have a very positive time ahead of you with this man. This is really going to happen. And you're in a perfect time, and this is very good for you. Just eliminate this interference by setting boundaries. I'm not saying not to help the kids, help them set boundaries. Okay, my lovely Kim. I wish you good luck with this. I know this is going to work, and feel free to call me anytime you want on the show, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a great night.
Okay, my lovely Kim. I'm going to take a short break, and then I'm going to go to Romania and then to Singapore.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio with my producer, Christopher. I want to tell you that nothing in this universe happens that's not meant to happen. Even tragedy plays a role in making progress. The good that can come out of a crisis is that opportunity, is that particular opportunity to change for the better. And we can take that opportunity if we choose to elevate our perception and implement the right action. So I'm going to go right to Romania because I have Julia. Hi, my lovely Julia. Thank you so much for calling me.
Hello, Carmen. How are you?
It's so good to hear your voice. How are you, my love?
I'm excited. I want to read your book, and I hope it will be released in Romanian as well very soon.
Yes, absolutely. This book will translate in different languages, but I want to make sure that this book comes out as soon as possible over there too.
Yeah,
so the book is
going to
be out there. By the way, Julia, I offer to you a copy of this book
No, it's all right. It's my pleasure to buy it, Carmen, you know, because I appreciate your work.
Oh,
so I want to do this.
So it's going to be out there in 2-3 weeks. You can find it Amazon and in any bookstores.
Yeah. Look, I got some news. This is why I called tonight.
Please.
I got a job offer.
Right.
I met a lady that is 2 years older than me, as you described shortly to me. I think it's her. She has a business. Mm-hmm. She organizes weddings on the beach. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow I should sign the papers. Luckily, we haven't because she was busy. And I'm really mad at myself because I accepted what she proposed me in terms of money, like a really miserable salary. Yeah, I've just called to ask you if you can suggest anything to me. Is something that I can do?
Well,
we haven't signed the papers.
Did you already sign a contract with her?
No. Tomorrow we should be doing
well,
that.
Well, if you have a chance to negotiate your contract, you should negotiate the salary. I don't think you should accept a low payment because it's not fair, and you will live with this insatisfaction within yourself. You'll always feel you did something wrong to you.
Yes, that's true. This is why
please, tomorrow when you meet, tell her, listen, I thought about it, you know, and the payment is not what I deserve, and this is hard work. So if you can negotiate that, play a little bit tougher, play stronger for your own good, because she needs you, and let her raise your income, because she will. Don't accept, you know, don't accept this payment. It's unfair. And you're not going to feel comfortable because in the back of your head, you'll always blame you. You'll always feel like it's not worth it. And that's not a good start for a job.
Yeah, that's true. The fact is that I'm so bad with negotiating.
No, you should not be. You know, this is a big test. You have to evaluate, reevaluate yourself, and this is your own test. You know, you're testing yourself, and you need to continue to tell yourself, no, I'm better, I worth more. This is not what I deserve. Why should I treat myself bad? In other words, it's not this woman giving you a low income. It is you accepting it.
Yes,
So you're the one they should say, I'm not gonna take it, you know, I'm not.
Yes. On the other side, I really don't know how much I could ask. Like, if I ask double, of course, you wouldn't accept it. So, anyway, I know
well,
it's really
Well, what do you think will be fair? Think a little bit. Mm-hmm. Think of, look on a market at what other people get paid for something like this.
Yes. It was kind
I'm
of
I'm not saying necessarily it has to be double, but at least 30%, you know? And come up with some very... documented, like check, do like a marketing, what's out there, what people are paid, and come up with real examples. Mm-hmm. Okay, so somebody taking this job under different circumstances will be paid this, and I want my salary to match what exists out there in the real world. You understand? You own it to yourself. Mm-hmm. You own it to yourself, you know?
Yes, that's true. I just said to myself that, okay, you don't have experience in this field, but that's not a reason.
That's not it, you know. Experience you will build. It's the effort that you put into it. So please, do me a favor and promise me and call me next week so I can find out what happened, because I promise you this can be worked out, and this is your big test. It's like you are testing yourself through the process.
Mm-hmm.
You put yourself through a test.
Thank you so much, Carmen. I would like to ask
you. I love you, my beautiful Julia.
One small piece of information. My sister suffered a surgery of breast reduction, and she haven't felt really well. Do you think that she will recover sooner?
She will recover. It's also very emotional.
Yeah.
When did this happen? A week ago?
A week ago, yes, a week.
Yeah. Give it another 2 weeks.
Yes.
The body needs to adjust. The body needs to goes to an adjustment, but the body will recover and she will be perfectly fine. Give her a little bit more time.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you from the bottom of my heart.
I know, my beautiful. Thank you, Julia. Call me anytime, okay?
Sure.
I love
you. Have a great evening, Carmen and Christopher. Sweetie. Bye. Bye.
Okay, my love. I'm going to go to Singapore, to Marilyn. Hi, my lovely Marilyn. How are you, my dear?
How are you, Dr. Carmen?
I'm good. You?
Can you hear me?
I want to hear some good news.
Well, I'm not calling because of my limelight. I'm just calling because I really want your book.
Oh, you want my book? Good. Well, I give it to you.
I
absolutely give it to you. Now, tell me, how do I send it? Can you somehow email me your address?
Okay, or can I WhatsApp you my address?
You know, send me an email with your address. And mention, my sister will read the email, and she will send you the book. I'll go right now and put a book on the side for you. Sorry?
Because I'm still waiting for your Everyday Karma book, because I bought your book through Kindle app, and I was so fascinated with it, so I ordered the actual book. I'm still waiting. It's taking forever to come.
Oh, my God. Why is this so slow? I don't understand.
I know. I have this client who is... Yeah,
but let me know if you get, because if you don't get Everyday Karma, I'll send it to you somehow also. So what I'm going to do, send an email with your address and I will send this book, but I'll wait for you to confirm that you got the other book. And if you, another week or two goes by and you see, well, I'm not receiving, then I can put both in the mail for you.
All right, thank you. I think because we already paid for it, so...
Oh, okay. No, I know. I understand.
Yeah.
It should come. If you pay for it, then it should come.
Yeah, it should come because we already paid for it, but it's just like it's been almost a month. I'm still waiting, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm just listening for your Facebook Live earlier, and then I don't think I'm the first caller, but thank you so much. You're giving me your book.
No,
I really
give you the book with my greatest pleasure.
All
okay,
right, thank you. Because I'm feeling better now. I've overcome my trust issues. So,
Thank you so much for your help.
I love you so much.
Let me know after you read the book. Let me know, you know, what it is that, how you feel after reading this kind of book. I think it will help you a lot. I'm very confident.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, beautiful man. I'm looking forward to your email.
I love you, Marilyn.
Thank you for calling me.
Bye.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. I'm going to go to my beautiful Leilani. How's my Leilani?
Hi, Carmen.
How's Leilani?
I'm so good. I don't even know what's happening, but there's all kinds of miracles happening.
Okay, good, good. You see, you're
I'm
in,
finding
the right,
money
in the
every
right
day.
Field of energy.
Yes, I know. I'm finding money every day, coins.
Good.
And
what about finding new clients?
I have an idea. I'm going to make a kind of a small little poster. There's a couple cafes I could put it at. And there's actually...
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah. Actually, I have a funny story. I was at a mystical crystal shop. Mm-hmm. And they have an outdoor garden where you can do readings. And I was in the garden by the Buddha, and this couple came out, and I said, okay, you're ready for your reading. And they're like, oh, my God. But it was a joke. But I thought maybe I could go there and do some readings.
Absolutely. That would be a very good idea. With your beautiful soul and, you know what, with your great energy.
Okay.
You know, all you need is to start. And that's a good place to start. The energy is great. The place is great. I do believe that should be, you know what I mean?
Okay, in Santa Monica.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gorgeous there. Do it.
And it's so funny, Carmen. I met another man at the co-op, the market, and he said, you're not from here. Where are you from? I like your energy. So he was really sweet. But I'm still looking for a place to live. The man I'm house-sitting for left for Hawaii today, and I have until the 22nd to find a place to live.
You'll find it.
I'm just concerned about
the
price.
3 days. Sorry?
I'm just concerned about the price. You know, the prices here are very high.
Yeah, prices are very high. California is known for high prices. Houses yeah. are very expensive. Rent is expensive. But, you know, if you start making money that you'll be able to afford, I don't see you in a big place. I see you in a comfortable place, you know, like some kind of a studio. That would be more than enough for you to begin for the beginning.
Okay, and then just get my things from Denver later?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And then
Carmen, I want to buy a home.
You will buy a home?
Because
it doesn't have to be necessarily in Santa Barbara or LA, because those are very expensive. You
Santa
can
Monica?
Look around the area, sorry?
Santa Monica?
Yeah. They're less expensive over there.
Because I like Santa Monica because you can walk and bike places.
Right.
But I'm open.
It's beautiful there. Yeah.
It's beautiful. You should see the roses in the neighborhood. The roses are the size of my palm.
Wow. So yeah, no, I want you to start making money so that you can afford a place, and take it
okay.
one step at a time, and tell yourself every single day that you can make this happen. Because you can, Leilani.
Okay. Okay.
Look for somebody with a name like Tommy, Anthony, Tony, something like this. Look for somebody with this name.
Thomas is the guy I'm house sitting for now.
Ah, okay. Thomas? That's why the name comes in my mind. Okay.
But, you know, I can't stay here forever. And
Can he be an instrument in guiding you where to go from there?
You know, he inherited this house from his mom, so he just, I don't think he has resources. I'm not sure.
No, not. I mean, really ask him if he knows a place where you can rent something. Ask because he knows a lot of people, you know, and he's a nice
okay.
person.
He's a good person. He lived in Colorado 13 years.
I found interesting that a name comes in my mind without even knowing his name. So there must be a reason. I'm mentioning him. Yeah, Thomas. Thomas, Tommy, Tom. Something like that came in my mind. So there's something here.
Okay.
So, yeah. Try to find. He might connect you with somebody else. I see
okay.
a move in a beautiful, beautiful place where there's like one, you have like a studio, but that would be more than enough for you at the beginning.
Okay, and you said it's white?
Right, yes.
Beautiful, that's what I'm really keeping my vibration high. I hope you can feel it.
Keep the vibration high and go to that place, you know what I mean, with a garden where you can
okay.
connect with people and create a relationship, build a, do you have business cards?
I do. They're beautiful.
Good.
I do.
Good. I'm excited. Send me a picture. I'll put
okay,
your name again
you.
On my Facebook, and let's see if people from California reach out to you. I love you, my Leilani, and
love
I'm
you.
Proud of you. I'm proud
Felicia,
of you, my
that
love.
Is with your book. Thank you.
Okay,
congratulations.
Love you, my angel. Bye, sweetheart. And I'm going to take a break and then go to New York to Pauline.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back, and I will talk to Pauline right now from New York. Hi, my dear Pauline. How are you, my dear?
Coming out very Pauline? Soon. And yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
How are you, my love?
Okay. You still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because somebody's trying to call in and I'm not accepting it because I want to talk to you.
Okay.
So, you're talking about blockages. I actually had a meeting with the man who I, like, 21 years ago, but we saw each other, like, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it keeps getting stopped. Something, you know, he's always having, like, problems with his, I don't know, he's always having something come up now that we can't even meet now we were supposed to meet for a weekend. We just met for the day. He couldn't handle coming all the way from Long Island for 2 hours. He was like, the traffic drove him crazy. So he's using that as an excuse. But that's
excuse, right.
Yeah. But you know what? The last time this happened, I ended up living with him. It's his turf again, and I want him to come to my turf. But right now, I don't have a turf because I'm still living in my house that I was married in, and I want to sell it. And it's not really, you know, nice enough to bring him here. I don't have a bed anymore.
Right.
So it's not that I want to do that right away. I want to go slower this time. I want to be courted. I want to, you know, the whole nine yards. But, yeah, there's something just with all the, I guess, the energies that are happening. He's getting headaches. He's getting all kinds of stuff that's stopping him physically. It's not like he's, you know, but he enjoyed my company. I know that. But he's always wanting to be the boss. He's always wanted to take the lead and control, and I don't like that. I don't like that he doesn't surrender to me. He doesn't trust. He's been hurt too many times.
Have you had
before.
An experience like this before in any of the relationship through life?
No, nothing like this. Everybody ended
nothing
up trusting
like this.
Me. Not like this. We have past lives. I know what his problem is. He's already been abandoned. He's been hurt. He's been taken advantage of by many women, and I keep telling him I'm not those women. I know what you've been through, and I'm never going to do those things to you. And I don't even ask him for help. He's a carpenter. I could use his help to help me, you know, spruce up my apartment
right.
so I could sell it.
Right.
But I'm not going to ask him. I'd rather have somebody pay somebody to do that. And he's not really, you know, healthy right now, and so I don't want to, you know, tax him any further. As a matter of fact, I could help him, but he refuses to, you know, he can heal himself. He just doesn't accept my spirit's telling me to tell him what he needs to look at, and he's refusing to look. He thinks he knows all the answers. Oh no, I did my shaman thing. I know. It's not my generation. I said, oh yes, it is. But you know, it's like this is a big fight. And then he even said to me that that I'm way out there. I never knew he considered me way out there. I always thought we were equals. That he understood where I was coming from. That he understood all the things that I involved in. But 21 years ago, I was not involved with the galactic stuff, you know, but he was connecting to a lot of things that I wasn't even looking at. And so now he's like looking at me like I have five heads sometimes, and I didn't know that he thought that of me. So it's kind of interesting, and I'm still getting to know him, and I don't know if I really want this anymore. It all depends on if he's willing to open up, because
it's not easy to be with a controlling person. And not at this stage of your life, you might not want to accept this, you know?
Yeah, I know. And even through that, the nameology lady,
the
she told me.
The problem is that it's going to be very hard, you know what I mean, to accept
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. And if he is it true that if somebody is your other half, they may have a lot? I mean, when there's somebody's here on this earth with you, they have as many stuff that was put in front of them that they need to heal. So it's not like you can instantly, but
totally,
oh, wow.
Totally.
Yeah.
Actually, one okay. of the things that you can need, you can do in life to overcome a challenge, because this is a challenge for you. It's to actually heal yourself first.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying, I'm working on that, but I'm actually trying to share with you how I heal myself.
It's your mind and your spirit needs healing.
Right.
As you're experiencing pain and suffering, you know, that you must mend on your inner wounds before you can turn out attention outward, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
so and you can certainly do this by you have to transmute your emotion, you know. You do the you know you're doing right now what is called soul searching,
mm-hmm.
and you need to be at peace with everything that is happening with this guy, and you need to.
I'm not stopping my own healing. That's not the point.
Right.
I
yeah.
feel like I
you
am,
need to accept
but I'm
yourself
actually sharing.
Fully, you know,
I'm sharing my healing because I think he needs to listen to my. I'm mirroring
mm-hmm.
something to him.
Right.
He just doesn't. He really thinks he has it all together by himself, and I go. I have, that's
well,
why
you have to accept him for who he is, because you're
oh,
not
yes,
going to change him.
I understand that, but he's refusing to listen to anything,
mm-hmm.
but okay, I will have to let him learn his hard way. He always did
does
it the hard way.
Does this make you feel angry, or does he make you feel
no,
more compassionate?
No, I really have compassion for him. I understand why.
You have
I
compassion.
Have
that, that's the road yeah. to healing, you know?
I understand, because
yeah.
I can't trust people out there who do healing, because a lot of them have been stealing my energy when I've let them heal me. And I've discovered that recently. I'm very shocked that there are people
right.
still out there that are still taking advantage of other healers who are very
That's
trusted.
Happening all the time. All the time, every second of the day, you know?
I guess it's a test to me to see if I really got, you
right.
know, I really
and You have to plant your feet in the ground, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
and
yeah.
you know, you have to collect yourself. And you have to ground yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because
you're doing a show. There's a show that I go to. I only went to twice. This couple marries, like they married each other 25 times already. They have a show on BB. I'm sorry, I'm going to say the name of this, but better not say the radio station. Anyway, they have a show called Crazy Sexy Midlife Love. I think
mm-hmm.
your book, yeah, it would be like they probably could use a guest. I could always suggest you. Would you mind if I suggested you?
Absolutely, please, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Because they do a video version of their show, so you could be seen.
Amazing, yeah.
Audio. Okay, great. Then I will connect the two of you. I think
that would be amazing. I'm so grateful.
Can I think that your first book with your daughter, the one that you did with your daughter, is it still available?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
okay,
definitely.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I'll let you go because you have other people waiting online and I'm always calling in. You take my call.
Well,
I'm
at the end of the show anyhow, so the show is coming to an end. So,
are you
I do have somebody
do
else.
Can you do a trip to Romania and you be the leader? And I would love to have you show us Romania. If I ever get
yeah,
to Romania.
That is a good idea. Actually, it's a
I
good idea.
I want you to be the guide because you know every place in spiritual ways.
Okay,
I don't want
my love.
Okay.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah,
I love
okay,
you. I love you, Pauline. I'm going to go to Lauren in California. Hi. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, beautiful Lauren. How are you, my love?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. Excited about my new book.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I can't wait to read it.
Good. So how can I help you, my love, tonight?
Well, I just... You know, I was thinking about the theme of the show, and it resonates so much with what's going on with my current situation.
Right.
And I just wanted to kind of get your feeling about my current situation with my husband. So, you know, I've been, you know, unhappily married to my husband for a while now, but I feel stuck. Like, I feel like even though we're both,
right.
we realize we're not happy in the relationship, I feel like I cannot leave because... Then I have to deal with all the implications of the divorce and the separation from my children. So my children are young.
Right.
They're 4 and 7. And, like,
no,
my daughter's not
know,
even
this is difficult for the kids. Very difficult at this age. Yes. I mean, in a way, I think it's better to stay and still, you know, fight for your family than to let them go right now. It's going to be very hard. But I want to tell you from my experience working in the field of psychology, kids suffer more after the age of 9 when they see parents separated. At 4, 7, they don't really understand, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I'm worried about. Is like I'm mainly staying in this relationship for my kids. Like I, because especially my daughter. Because see, my son, he's in school. You know, so there wouldn't be that much separation. But my daughter, she's home with me full time, and right. I just feel like, you know, if we were to separate, I'm sure my husband would want 50% custody, and he'd want the kids half the time. And my daughter, she's very attached to me. And I just don't see her doing well with that, you know? And then, like, if they were older in school, you know, and I don't like the way my husband treats my kids. I have real issues with that. And I just don't like, I feel like if I'm there all the time.
What do you mean by the way he treats your kids?
I think he's emotionally abusive in my definition.
Okay, yeah.
He bullies.
That is what I didn't want to hear, but yeah. I want to make sure that's what I thought it is, yeah.
Really? Is that kind of what's your feeling about that? Because that's why I feel like almost like I'm trapped in this relationship because for my kids.
Well, I feel like this abuse is what bothers me and worries me emotionally, psychologically, for the well-being of the kids and for the well-being of you. So, you know, staying in an abusive relationship when a man abuses a 4-year-old, verbally abuse a 4-year-old, that is damaging, that's very scary, and probably my advice as a therapist will be, it's still better to walk away from this. You don't want this to perpetuate something like this. You don't want a permanent damage, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is that if we were to separate, I can't, he's still their father, and it's like they're going to be around them, and they're going to be around him without me around. And I feel like it's targeted more to my son.
Right.
Like, I feel like he has a difficult relationship with my son. He's 7. I feel like it can be to both the kids, but primarily I have issues with how he treats my son.
Yeah. Very complicated, very difficult, very hard to give you an advice here. But definitely I agree with you. This is not a good situation. If there's something you can do to improve it, you should definitely try, but you can never change people and you can never make this man treat his kids differently, you know?
I've tried and I can't really get him
to
reform. I've tried to do parenting classes with him and I've tried talking to him about it. It's a big source of
I wonder where this
conflict
is coming from, because definitely it's coming from somewhere.
I think it's his upbringing. I think this is the way he was raised.
Yeah, definitely the upbringing. Definitely. No doubt about it. Yeah.
It's just hard because from a relationship standpoint, like, I'm done. Like, and you know my situation too, that I have another man that I have feelings for and all that. And
yeah,
I don't know if that's going to materialize and when. So I'm kind of waiting on that, if that would ever turn out.
That
so
would
in a way,
materialize, yeah. There are similarities between your situation and that situation, you know?
Yeah.
Similarity of different form of abuse, you know? And you like that man because he's kind and he's completely opposite from your husband now. And of course, this is someone you want to be with, but how can, like you said, you're trapped. How can you escape the difficult period in your life right now? You kind of need support. You kind of need a motive. You kind of, you know, so to face a divorce is not going to be easy under the circumstance of the behavior of the man you married. Very, very difficult, my love. Very difficult. Yeah.
I know. I'm kind of worried about how it's going to be easier being married to him or not being married to him, you know, especially with the parenting aspect.
I personally think it would be easier not to be married to him. You'll feel free. And you will unblock yourself. But I'm not suggesting to do this right now. I feel like something else has to happen for you to reach that point.
Yeah, I know it's just a matter of time.
You know, because right now you don't have the strength, you know?
Yeah. That's an issue. Right now, and I'm also financially dependent on him too.
I think time will resolve this for you to your best advantage.
I'm hoping that when my kids get older, I can go back to work and I can get more. I can become financially independent. And
you will. Yeah, those are steps that you need to take. Those are steps you need to take. 100%. Yeah.
And there's also this idea of like the move, you know, because the man that I am interested in lives in Arizona and I'm in California. And my husband and I are originally from Arizona. Our family's there. So I'm also grappling with this idea that should I move? Should I stay here in California? I don't, you know, I'm not sure.
Where is the other man? He's in California, no?
I live in California. I live in Orange County and he lives in Phoenix.
Okay. Well, probably it's better to be closer to Phoenix in the future.
Yeah. Susan, I want to. I want to eventually move there.
The end of the show. Unfortunately, my show came to an end. But give me a call whenever you want so we can discuss a little bit more, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, my love. I'll give you a 50% discount. I love you, my dear. And for
Thank
everybody
you. I
listening,
love you too.
Susan, I'm sorry I was not able to talk to you. Susan, call me next week. You'll be the first online and I'll take you first next week, my lovely Susan. Sorry I couldn't take your call tonight. For everybody listening, I'm Carmen Jara with my new book, Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes. I'll be